Track 3. And the first news story in the Mid-Devon Advertiser is delays ahead. Misery for both motorists and businesses is on the cards this week as a main arterial route in and out of Newton Abbot is set to close for 2 weeks. A main road in and out of Newton Abbot will shut for 2 weeks near the end of February. From the 24th of February until March the 7th, the A382 Bovey Road will be closed, according to Devon County Council's interactive roadworks map. The closure is allowed to allow South West Water to carry out key exploratory work ahead of major scheme to divert water mains as part of the improvements to the Jetty Marsh Link Road. A Devon County Council spokesman said, "The work is complex as it's a major connection for water in the area and unfortunately it can't be carried out at night, but South West Water will aim to complete it as quickly as possible. Unfortunately, the length of the official diversion is unavoidable as it has to use roads of a similar standard to try to prevent HGVs from using unsuitable routes. The two official diversion routes are around 12 miles and 20 miles, the former via Ashburton and the latter via Holden. Signs will be in place stating that businesses are open as usual. VMS signs will also be used, and we have agreed that Plants Galore can put up additional signs in the area," the Devon County Council spokesman added. A spokesman for South West Water said, "We will be carrying out investigations on Whitehill Road as part of that work later this month. We have worked with the council to agree a road closure and diversion route, and we are working with local businesses to minimise any disruption and have informed them of how to claim for any loss of profit during these essential works. Drivers in and around Newton Abbot can expect disruption, not least because of this closure, but also as gas works continue in the town. In March, three-way traffic lights will be put in place along High Week Street at its junction with Halcyon Road and the A382. There will be no right-hand turn from Halcyon Road to High Week Street," Wales and West Utilities have said.
Tynmouth adds roving cameras to CCTV network. Tynmouth Town Council is to increase its eyes on the town with the addition of up to 3 redeployable CCTV cameras. The addition of these movable cameras means that the council will be able to temporarily focus on a particular area if there's a spate of criminal activity. The Town Council will also be able to move the cameras in response to police intelligence about parts of the town where there might be potential trouble. Tynmouth Town Council recently invested in a new CCTV system with state-of-the-art cameras covering the seafront, town centre and Bitton Park. Cameras have already provided useful evidence to the local police in several investigations. The redeployable CCTV cameras are being funded by a £31,000 grant from the UK Shared Prosperity Fund, which is administered by Teignbridge District Council. This fund is government money that is shared out by district councils to help improve pride in place and life chances across the UK by investing in communities and place, supporting local businesses and people and skills.
Carnival is curtailed by the waterworks. Two iconic events have been scrapped from this year's Dawlish Celebrates Carnival due to South West Water's extensive work in the town. It's a knockout, which has been run for more than 50 years, and the pram race, one of only a few such events in the country, will not be part of this summer's carnival lineup, it has been announced. Work on the multi-million South West Water scheme to improve water quality is expected to start in May. But the massive project will curtail the amount of space available for this year's carnival on the lawn and not allow room for an arena. Organisers have spent months trying to put together a week of events working around the reduced space available. The South West Water Work will take over much of the lawn where a 45-metre deep water storage tank is to be situated. A spokesman for Dawlish Celebrates Carnival said, "Carnival will be a lot different in 2025 as much of the lawn won't be available. We will just have the back lawn, the bandstand, the tarmac area and 6 metres beyond the tarmac area. The only stall space will be on this area and alongside the hoarding that will be in place, so there will be stalls at the piazza as in previous years. The team has looked at other spaces to potentially hold the pram race, and it's a knockout, but the number of logistical requirements for both events has meant it is impossible. Instead, there will be an afternoon of beach activities, including raft races and a fancy dress walk in the sea. A day of children's activities will take place on Manor Gardens. A new pub challenge will be a walking event between pubs, with teams doing challenges inside." The spokesman added, "The committee appreciates South West Water and Amplify are fully supportive of the carnival and are working with the committee to make the event a success. There will still be a marquee, the parade and lots of other activities around the lawn. This year's carnival will be run from Saturday, August the 9th to Friday, August the 15th. Pre-carnival events are also planned in the run-up to the main week. These will include a classic bike and car show on July the 20th on the lawn and along the Strand. On June the 1st, there will be a celebration of dogs at Warren Farm and an event with the LVA at the Swan Inn on May the 18th.